Shalom Rabosa, I hope all is well. I hope the summer's been a productive one. I hope you're not just letting the summer go by, but you're using it to your advantage. This week's Pirkei Avos, we learned Perek Shlishi. So we'll just start at the beginning. Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer. Akavya ben Mahalalel says, pretty famous Mishnah. Histakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'inata b'olidei aveira. Just look at three things and you will not come to sin. Damai ayin basa. Know where you came from, ulanata holech, and where you are going, for the fneimiata asid litain din v'cheshbon, and in front of whom you eventually will have to give judgment and take into account all the things you've done. Me'ayin basa, where have you come from? Mitipa srucha, from a little drop, a drop of seed. Ulanata holech, where are you going? Limkom afarim of solea, to a place where there's dust and worms. In front of whom are you going to have to stand for judgment? So a very famous Mishnah. The Rishonim understand it in interesting ways. Rashi writes, this is all working off of one pasuk in Koheles, which says, Zechor es borecha. Remember, literally means remember your creator. And Rashi writes that you can understand the word borecha in one of three ways, and that will give us the three things that we have in this Mishnah. He says you can learn it be'erecha, like your be'er, like the place, the well. Shetizkor makorecha, that you should remember your source, right? The well is a source of water, so you should remember your source. That's me'ayin basa. You could also read it borecha, with like a boar, like a pit. Shetizkor as kivrecha, that you will remember where you're going to be buried eventually, and that's where you're going. And then obviously borecha, the way we actually read the pasuk, is the one who created you. You should remember your creator in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can end up giving din v'cheshbon. The Rambam writes that it's these three things will give you the characteristics that you need to be righteous. You'll be humble, anava, and you'll remember to be disinterested in the physical desires of this world, and you'll remember who's going to judge you, and that you'll remember the great things about the mitzvot. And Rabbeinu Yonah also writes that the whole concept here is humility, that will save you from gaiva, and gaiva causes you to sin. Very interesting that the Ramban writes at the beginning of Igeres HaRamban that exact thing, almost. That if you make sure you make yourself humble, then you will avoid arrogance, and arrogance is what causes sin. So that's very fascinating, and l'chora, that's the end game here, Kona Rabbeinu Yonah, and I guess l'chora the Ramban also, that the goal here is to become humble and remember where you're coming from and where you're going and who's reigning over you. Rav Chaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav, from Volozhin, so he has a beautiful sefer on Pirkei Avos called Ruach Chaim. So he is, he also wrote Nefesh HaChaim, right? Kind of like Kabbalah 101. So he has a very interesting parish and a tremendous amount of Musar for us. He says that the three things here are hinted to in the Parsha of Tzitzis. Right? It says the word Tzitzis three times, and there are three aspects of Tzitzis that involve know where you came from, where you're going, and who you're going to give din v'cheshbon. So there's a whole long mahalach here, and then he comes to say something very beautiful. He says, right, we know the Tcheles was Dome L'yam, and the Yam was Dome L'shamayim, and the Shamayim is Dome L'kisei HaKavod, meaning the color of the Tcheles reminds you of the sea. The sea reminds you of the sky reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. So he says, what's the deal with the sea? What do you need to be reminded of the sea for? You could just skip it. That's a famous question. You just have the Tcheles remind you of Shemayim, and Shemayim can remind you of Kisei HaKavod. Why do you need to remember that the sea is blue? So he says very beautiful. He says, "My dechtiv." What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Vatezeh Adam kedegei hayam"? The pasuk in Chabakuk he quotes here that in a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Gemel, he said, "What's the point? Why are men?" B'nai Yisrael, specifically, compared to fish. He says, Lama Lacha, to teach you, again, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Ma dagim shebayam, just like fish. Kim sholem le'abasham yad mesim. When they go up on the land, they immediately die. So af b'nei adam, referring to b'nei Israel, so too Jews, kevin sheporshim min haTorah min haMitzvos miyad mesim. As soon as they leave the Torah and the Mitzvos, they die immediately. And he says, l'chach tzorech adam lasok b'Torah tamid, v'lishmar kol mitzvoseah. So a person has to always be learning, always be dealing with Mitzvos. From poresh miyatorah, and the second he stops learning, miyad nechshav kemeis chas v'sholom. Very terrifying, but as soon as he stops learning, or he gets out of that whole Shomer Torah Mitzvos type of thing, so he's instantly considered as if he is dead, Chas v'sholom, even if he is alive. Afilu b'chayav, even if he's alive, kevet shenifrad misharosho, shehanechaz b'torah kedosha, since he is separated from his source. And l'chora, this is what he's talking about. He said, remember your source. Remember where you came from. Remember where you're going and in front of who you're going to have din v'cheshbon. Yeah. So l'maisa, this is the tremendous musar of Rav Chaim, that l'chora, that this Mishnah reminds us of our true source in life. And again, we talked about last week about even when we're dealing in seemingly mundane matters, right? Theoretically, we're trying to study in college or working at a job or whatever it is. So we talked about last week that the inyan that the Rav Tachtel mentioned is that we should be mekadesh those things, that we should treat them in a holy way. That if we're doing studying to get good grades, so we can make a parnasa, to raise a Yiddish family. So b'chora, that's not kodesh and chol, that's kodesh and kodesh. And l'chora, the same idea applies here, that a person has to remember his makor, his source. What's the point of all of this? Right, where do we come from? It says Rav Chaim, the second you stop learning, the second you stop being shomer Torah mitzvos, even if it's temporary, right? You just take a break. I'm not down. I'm not interested. You're not, you're doing it for your own taivas or whatever it is. So that's already a person's chas shalom nechshav kames. And that's very terrifying. But l'chora, the inyan is that not that we should be learning 24 hours a day, it's physically impossible, but even when we're doing physical things to take care of our physical body, we're taking a break from learning, we're studying to make a parnasa, we're having a summer job so we can get some money, etc., etc., v'chule, v'chule. If everything is done with a sense of yirei shemayim and a focus on what the important things are, so then, we're, Baruch Hashem, we'll be able to be zocha to fulfill all the Torah mitzvos. And remember, me'ayin bata ba'ana teleich lifnei mi ata asid l'tein din. Have a great, great week and a great, great Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.